11:24 left in the fourth quarter. The biggest thing right now is, if it's a first down, nope, it's fourth down. Oh, I think that's 4 inches. 3.5.
I'll give you 3.5.
3.5 inches. Where everyone's a winner here at WLW Sports. So it brings up 4th and 3 inches, 3.5 inches on the 35-yard line. Is it third down or is it fourth down?
Scoreboard says fourth down, Clark. Let's go.
Scoreboard
with that.
Says fourth down. Official said third. Now everyone's saying the fourth. Might be the fifth down for all we care. 4th and 2 inches.
What happened to 3.5, Clark?
Whatever. You win. How about that? All right. 4th and 3.5 inches.
Opportunity here for the Bearcat defense to kind of swing the momentum a little. Get themselves in good field position.
Dangler, the middle running back in the backfield. And it's going to be a keeper. Jake Beachy keeps it for himself, and it gets about 2 yards in doing so, and gets the first down for USA. New set of downs coming for the Patriots. They're now out to their own 37-yard line. Jake Beachy on the keeper.
Pretty easy design there, Clark. Just grab it and fall forward for the first down.
First and 10 from the 37-yard line. Jake Beachy brings in the call from the sidelines from head coach Jason Beagle. He's in his fourth season now as head coach of the Patriots. Past 2 years have been a little bit of a rebuilding year, but thus far, USA looking very impressive on both sides of the ball.
They have. They really have been steady offensively. A few penalties. Other than that, they've been very solid.
Beachy going back to pass on his right side. Nothing going there. Throws out to his right side, number 80. That is Garrett Nitz, complete for about a gain of 3 yards, and then it gets about two more after that. He's out to the 42-yard line, a gain of 5 on the play. Brings up 2nd and 5.
Ran out of options there. Clark, he jumped it off to his tight end there for his safety valve, so to speak.
So Garrett Nitz with the 5-yard catch and carry for the Patriots. Brings up 2nd and 5, a lot more manageable than 2nd and 10. Jake Beachy now has 9 completions on 13 tries for 36 yards. Garrett Nitz now has 10 yards on 2 catches. This is a handoff right at the middle to number 22. That's Nathan Mielke, a 5'11 junior running back. He pushes forward for about 2 more yards, brings up 3rd and 3 at the 44-yard line.
Curtis Booms there, slowed him off. Tyler Jepeski finished the job.
2 players substituted out. Jake Beachy gets the call from Beagle, brings back into the huddle. 10:40 left in the fourth quarter. USA still hanging on to that 10-point lead. 22 USA, Obli 12 in this cross-division week one showdown of the gridiron.
Gangler just checked out here. Keep an eye on Harper here to get a chance for a first down.
On the far side, it's Harper. In the middle, it's Tim Zub. On the right side, McKay Jones. This one goes to McKay Jones on the toss out to the left side, and there to meet him at the line of scrimmage is the quarterback, Nick Sweeney of the Bearcats, and saves before the first down for USA. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play, brings up 4th and 2.
That's that little pitch play we've talked about multiple times tonight. Nick Sweeney in the defensive backfield sniffed it out, had enough of that play.
Number 16, McKay Jones, getting up a little gingerly. He's holding his right knee a little bit there. And Gangler comes back in. I wonder where the ball's going here. So they substitute back out number 25, Tim Zub. McKay Jones trying to walk this one off. He's on the right side of the backfield. In the middle is Gangler on the right side, Brandon Harper. A triple threat in the backfield, and some handoff, and we've got flags all over the place.
Gangler got a little excited there, Clark.
And it's a false start on USA. They went from a 4th and 2 to now a 4th and 7. That hurts. So now we are back to the 42-yard line of USA. A 4th and 7 at hand, 9:28 left in the fourth quarter, but USA leading by 10.
The Patriots making it difficult on themselves here with these 4th and 3rd down and shorts and coming up with these silly penalties.
Brandon Harper now has 13 carries on the night for 64 yards. Seth Gangler, 9 carries for 68 yards, averaging 7.5 per carry. Tim Zub, 8 carries for 35. And McKay Jones, 12 carries for 70 yards. 241 yards on the ground, 36 through the air for 277 yards altogether for the USA Patriots. 4th and 7, somewhere around there for USA. And they're bringing out the punt team. Back to punt off is number 60, John Bauer, a 5'11 senior. And we have a flag. This is a delay of game on USA. So push them back a few more yards. 5 yards on that one. So now it's fourth and 10, let's call it.
Again, Clark, more silly penalties, unnecessary penalties here for the Patriots, potentially giving the Bearcats here a good field position to get a quick score.
Just like that, off of two penalties, they went from a fourth and two and going for it to a fourth and 11 and punting. Bauer is staying on his own 25-yard line. The punt is up. It's a line drive, gets into ugly territory at the 40-yard line, bounces out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. They say it went out of bounds, though, according to the officials, at the 42. And that's where ugly is going to take over. 8:36 remains in the fourth quarter. It's 22-12. USA leading ugly. Very, very interesting right now. I feel like no one has the momentum. Even though it's a turnover of downs right there, for ugly's sake, I still feel like it's kind of just meddling in the middle.
And the time's ticking, Clark. The time is melting off the clock here. The Bearcats, it's time to strike right now. 42 yards on their own 42-yard line, a chance here to really make this game interesting.
But what we've seen in the second half is USA has really locked down their defense well and has shut down Hubley in all formats.
The Patriots still doing what they've been doing all day. The Bearcat defense has really stepped up in this half, not allowing a point. Let's see if the offense can now get her going.
It was a fake handoff there on the first and 10, and Nick Sweeney kept it for himself, gets out for 12 yards and a first down across midfield in USA territory at the 47-yard line.
Nick Sweeney was a nice run there, getting a little excited down there at the bottom of the pile. You can see the emotion starting to get going here.
Sweeney now has 7 carries for 86 yards. Every time he carries that ball, he's averaging a first down and then 2 more yards on top of that. First and 10 for the Bearcats at the USA 46-yard line.
They have used him very strategically tonight, getting nice yards after the run here.
8:20 left in the fourth quarter. A handoff to the left side to number 20. That is David Rakowski. He's out for nearly a first down. He might have it. It's right for about a 10-yard gain out to the 36-yard line. And they're going to call it second down. So a 9-yard gain there for Ubley's Rakowski. And all of a sudden, Ubley's offense firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, a couple nice runs there getting into Patriot territory here. Look to continue to see more of that stuff from the Bearcats and a little bit of a hurry up here.
Ubley is running up to the line trying to catch off USA's defense. And it's going to be a keeper. Sweeney has it. And he gets across the first down marker and then about 6 more yards after that. He's out to the 31-yard line. A 5-yard gain for Sweeney brings up now a first and 10 situation once again. Probably. They haven't seen a third down this entire drive.
No, looking great on offense here. The fakes there must have been pretty good as I've seen two ugly potential running backs laying on the ground in the backfield. So the fakes are definitely working a little better here in the second half.
And one man laying on the ground right now is number 10, Jake Beachy for the USA Patriots, the quarterback and defensive back. A little bit of a cramp going on. We spoke too soon. This is number 2 in about 10 minutes here. Starting to get dehydrated across the whole field, both teams. And we're starting to see it with these warm temperatures. 7:36 left in the fourth quarter. USA hanging on to that 10-point lead. Looks like Deckerville has stepped out ahead of CPS 18-6 in 8-man football at the end of the third quarter. So 18-6, Deckerville over CPS at the moment in 8-man football. Deckerville in their inaugural 8-man game tonight. CPS, the 2010 state champions.
Yeah, great to see. Deckerville always had a good football program. Good to see that they're striving in the 8-man football.
They had, I think, 18 seniors on their team last year.
Wow, incredible.
So for them to come out and currently beating CPS, that's a good sign. And maybe Deckerville is back to their winning ways.
I think so. They've always had good football talent over there.
And Jake Beachy is back up trying to run it off. He looks like he's just A-okay. He's going to come out of the game for a quick hot second. 7:36 left in the fourth quarter. USA 22, Ubley 12. First and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats at the USA 31-yard line. Sweeney steps up underneath center, three men in the backfield. We